podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to your team news ahead of game week 33. It's all happening, Neil. Manager sackings, Arteta giving us some nonsense about Lacazette, other injuries. It's an exciting one, this one.
It is. It is indeed. And unfortunately, this, with it being a bit of a mixed bag in terms of FA Cup presses and Premier League press conferences and the Europa League last night, we've not heard from one or two. We'll talk about that in a minute, but I'll be keeping my eyes on Twitter throughout this video because I think some of them, Moyes and Rodgers, might be due up anytime soon. And Pep's up at half four as well for six.
Yeah.
FA Cup presser. We'll not be on air for that, of course, but anything that we find out from that, we'll bring you later on the site.
It was hard to put this thing together this week because it's so kind of, you've got teams playing at the end of the week, only one game, and you've got double fixtures and then FA Cup. So, yeah, we will do our best to provide all of the, I say we, you, you will do your best to provide all the news. Let's start with the first game tomorrow, which is Spurs versus Brighton. And we've got the news on Matt Doherty, haven't we, that we all knew was coming.
Yeah, as expected, he's out for the season. I think 7 to 8 weeks was the prognosis, so that is, that's well past game week 38. So he's out now. Tanganga's out for the season as well, and same with Oliver Skipp. No other injuries reported yesterday by Conte. It doesn't mean to say there isn't anything else if he isn't asked about it, but we're not aware of anything. It's just who gets the nod in the wing-back positions, because outside of those two spots, it's very, very settled. I think the other nine players have started, I remember writing in the team news video, every game that they've been available for over the last nine games. So it's just wing-backs where there's any sort of doubt.
Is Sessegnon back?
Sessegnon's back. Sessegnon was on the bench last weekend. He had the upper hand on the left before he got injured. He was keeping Reguilón out of the side. And then they were both on the bench last weekend as Doherty played on the left. And Reguilón was who came on because he'd been out for a lot less time than Sessegnon. But, there will be that week-to-week uncertainty on the left. I've seen suggestions that Sessegnon could also play on the right as well. Kulusevski as well has been touted as a possibility there. But I think for this weekend, I would think it would be Emerson and Reguilón.
Yeah.
With Sessegnon posing a bit more threat as the season goes on.
Yep, agreed. And how about my boys? How are Brighton shaping up? Big win
for us. Not too bad. Yeah, out of nowhere. So it'll be interesting to see what he does because it was such a weird. I was trying to read up on the formation he was playing. It was 3-5-2 meets sort of 3-3-3-1. It was an odd setup with like five central midfielders in there, but it worked and they were very good against Arsenal. Deservedly won. Team news wise, nothing really much to report. Mordo we knew about. Jakob Mordo is out for the season. Alzati and Duffy are the fresh concerns. They were benched last weekend anyway. So. Nothing serious that's going to affect the starting 11. Alzate is ill. Duffy's got, I think it's a thigh problem. And Adam Webster made his return last weekend as a substitute. So other than that, they are, I think, fighting fit.
Nice. Okay, that's a nice easy one. United versus Norwich. Lots of investment in United. Free hits being played to tap into Ronaldo and Fernandes and all that. But they've got some injuries.
They have. They've got five, to be specific. All of these are out, so they're not just concerns. They are red flagged in FPL. I suppose the most notable one is Shaw. He's out for, could be this season. It's 4 or 5 weeks he's going to be out for, and Ranić said he's going to be touch and go for basically game week 38. Cavani is a notable absentee as well because of the double game week, or double game weeks plural perhaps, because it's a possibility that might not get double game week 34 as well. Cavani's out. Now, I think I saw a return date at the beginning of May penciled in for him. So that would be enough for Ronaldo to play both double game weeks. It's not to say he won't be rested in one of them, of course. They've got Rashford who could play up there, amongst others. Bruno as well has played up there. But yes, for this weekend and for probably for game week 33 as a collective, because there's two fixtures, Fred, Cavani, Shaw, Varane, McTominay are the players injured. So the team almost picks itself, with the exception of one or two spots. So Rashford v. Alanga, Darlow v. Wan-Bissaka. Other than that, you would think it'd be pretty settled with Pogba playing alongside Matic.
Yeah, maybe Fred and McTominay out's interesting, because that's like kind of the first choice midfield.
Yeah, McFred.
Pogba and Matic.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, Matic has done all right in recent games, mostly in Europe when he's come on and made an impact. But it does, yeah, it does mean that Pogba's going to be playing deep, not providing that extra midfield shield that McTominay and Fred do. So that's good news for Liverpool on when is it, Tuesday, I think it is.
Yep. And how about Norwich? Not a lot of investment in them, but big win for them.
Yeah, very big win. Yeah, came at two games unbeaten and two clean sheets in a row as well. They've got three out for the season, so that's Kabak, Adam Eder, and Omobama Daly as well. Brandon Williams can't play this weekend, of course, because he's a loanee from United and he's ineligible. And the game comes too soon for Josh Sargent as well, who's had his predictive boot off. But otherwise, they're okay. I think Gilmore's back from illness. Plashett as well, back from an ankle problem. And otherwise, it's as you were.
Yep. Okay, next. Interesting on this one, Southampton versus Arsenal. All talk about Arsenal and their formation, their tactics. Obviously, Xhaka played at left back. It was a complete disaster. So we're all a bit worried about that. And Neil, what's going on with Lacazette? Come on, give me some good news, please.
Well, I mean, the quote from Arteta was fairly positive. And he said he's got a good chance of featuring this weekend. Now, that came after a couple of questions on him from reporters. He's been absent from training this week. I think I've seen suggestions that it was at least two sessions, possibly three. And Arteta would only say personal reasons. That would either suggest something off the field, or it might suggest COVID, because some managers are very sort of coy when it comes to coronavirus tests. Seem to be adhering to some sort of anonymity thing, whereas others are quite freely talking about who's been infected. That COVID suggestion or an illness was furthered by one of the Arsenal reporters. I think it was James Benge. I might be wrong. I might be another one. But anyway, he's well placed. He's suggesting that Lacazette was feeling unwell this week, hence his absence from training. Now, I talked to saying he's still got a good chance of featuring, but if he's missed two or three sessions, then maybe it's bench duty on Saturday.
He hasn't exactly been on sparkling form either.
No, quite a good excuse to take him out as well, because they have got other options. Nketiah has looked all right, actually, when he came on against Brighton. Martinelli's a possibility. Arteta was quite tight-lipped about the possibility of him playing up top. Smith Rowe as well was mentioned as a possible solution as a false nine. So they've got options to replace Lacazette, and it's not like they're going to miss his goals because he's just not scoring any at the moment.
What do we do with him? What do we do with him, Neil?
Well, they've got two fixtures, of course, haven't they? And they've got Chelsea to come after this. And you want them for Southampton, really. But it looks in some doubt, I would say, his involvement. I think Arteta's hinting that he could be in the matchday squad. It's just you don't know about minutes. And obviously, if there is an illness and if he has missed two or three training sessions, then I wouldn't be putting any money on him starting.
I'm getting rid of him. That'll do. That'll do me. If he's going to miss a Southampton game, which I agree with you, if he's missed training and he's been ill and stuff, and it's a good time to take out, I'm getting rid. Sorry, Laka, you're out.
who are you bringing in for him? Because I mean, it's just a dearth of forwards.
Yeah, I know. I might get Che Adams.
Yeah. even he. I mean, we'll talk about Southampton in a minute, but what's Hassan Hill going to do? How is he going to react to a 6-0 pace? I mean, Adams is looking all right. He's still getting the chances and that. But I had a look at the previous two times they've been hammered as well. So the 2-9-0s, Hassan Hill made three changes the first time and then four changes the next game. So not wholesale alterations. He didn't change the entire 11. And he might be willing to give the same players a chance to remedy what they did last week. It's just that nagging doubt with Armando Broja's back. I'll segue seamlessly straight into the Southampton team news from here, because that's who they're playing. Yeah, Armando Broja's back from ineligibility. He couldn't face Chelsea last weekend, of course. Other than that, I think everything's pretty good. Lianco, McCarthy, Shane Long have all been back in full training. They were the three absentees last weekend. Might be too soon for Lianco in terms of match fitness, but injury-wise, Hassan Hutt only reported one or two smaller issues from Thursday's training session, which he said yesterday he doesn't expect that'll lead to any absentees. Couldn't say for certain, but just minor twinges, I think.
Yeah. Just quickly on Arsenal, do we know about Partey and what's...
Oh, yes, we do. Yeah, sorry, we're talking so much about Lacazette. He's out, probably for the season.
Oh, wow.
It sounds bad, yeah. The initial prognosis has been followed up by a secondary assessment. And Arteta saying they're not very optimistic about this. Could be season ending. It's the same with Tierney, of course. Tomiyasu, I think, still out for this, but he did. He wasn't really mentioned much, Tomiyasu. Previously, Arsenal said he was in line to return to training after the Southampton game. So, a possibility for the Chelsea match, but we've said this for literally months now. Tomiyasu has been not quite ruled out. He's just been managing this calf problem, and I wouldn't put any money on him being back for next Wednesday.
Yep. Cool. Okay. Watford next against Brentford in form.
Yes, Sod's law, really, because as I said last week, they're the one team who definitely won't get a double between now and the end of the season. We're all overlooking them. Yeah, we're completely ignoring them. You know, they're one of the form teams in the division, scoring for fun, and offering us a forward who's in form, and we're just completely ignoring him, Ivan Toney. So, Brentford, team use-wise, all good, apart from Frank Onyeka, who's out for a few weeks more yet. Josh De Silva's back, so is Pontus Janssen from illness. Watford, four new injuries to report. The most significant one from FPL is Cucho Hernandez, who was all too briefly the budget forward of choice, and now he could be out for the season as well. He's facing a race against time to be back for even the final few games, according to Hodgson this afternoon. It's a hamstring problem, severe enough to keep him out for the next month or so. So he's out. Three of the more minor ones, and they're all sort of backup options. Samuel Kalou with an ankle issue. Troost Ekong got a hamstring problem. And Sierra has got a minor calf twinge. They were all reserves last week, and they're all out this weekend.
Yep. Anything? You've done Brentford? Brentford was quick.
I have. Yeah.
You have done Brentford. Nice. Cool. Yeah, maybe someone's saying in the chat, Ivan Toney's a better switch from Laka. Maybe that is. Maybe it's better than Che Adams. We are definitely overlooking them. Okay, your team next. Newcastle, another team that is getting heavy investment with the double game week, both games at home.
Yeah, and particularly attractive fixtures. I mean, Leicester and Palace both know how to score, but as has been well documented by now, they've both got cup fixtures, or both had cup fixtures, 3 days before they travelled to Newcastle. So with Leicester, it was Thursday night in Europe, and with Palace, it's the FA Cup semi-final on Sunday. So, yeah, probably Newcastle's double is the best of a bad lot. Team news-wise, pretty okay. Better news on Fraser and Willock than what we were expecting, certainly what I was expecting. Trippier and Wilson are still out. Willock and Fraser are certainly not out of game week 33, which is what we thought. Willock's even in contention to feature this weekend. He's been back in training. He's been having a niggling knee issue for weeks. And based on what Howe said last weekend, I thought he was going to be sort of not risked for a while now, but back in training and in contention for this weekend. Fraser is a little bit more doubt about, but Howe didn't completely rule him out. He said that a scan has shown only a very small problem, so he isn't expected to be sidelined for too long. And then, as I said, didn't categorically rule him out of the visit of Leicester on Sunday, but I would think they maybe wouldn't take any risks with Fraser if it is a muscular issue. He could still come back into contention for the Palace game, perhaps. But Willock, fitness maybe not so much a problem, but the fact that the midfield trio performed so well against Wolves, Bruno especially, I would think that Howard would reward those three players with another start. So I wouldn't expect starts from either of those two this weekend.
I asked you about your opinion on Bruno as an FPL option, hoping that you'd just tell me, don't go there, DM, you know, awful. You were quite positive about him, and it's probably not what I need to hear.
Some of it I'm willing to admit is just, you know, I'm in love with the guy already because he's such a step up in class from what we've had. And that's not dismissive of Joe Linton or Shelby, who've been very, very good for us lately. Same with Willock. Bruno just doesn't belong in Newcastle. It's clear why he's here, like the money talks. But he can't doubt his commitment. He's just such a clever, clever player. And as I said to you, he's not playing as, or hasn't been playing as the number six, which is where Shelby is. Shelby's this stationary sort of midfield access, just sits there spraying passes around. Bruno has been getting up and down a bit more. Yes, he does come deep. Yes, he does collect the ball and do the dirty side as well. But I wrote a piece on the free hit midfielders and put in a few examples from the Wolves game where he was getting forward into the box on a few occasions, was heavily involved in the disallowed Wood goal, was in line for a shot if Wood hadn't won that penalty, shot narrowly wide towards the end of the game, There was a litany of examples. So I'm not suggesting he's going to hold.
Saying all the right things, Neil.
You've got to temper the expectations. He's 4.9 for a reason, but
yep.
He's one of the better, if not the best, sub 5 million midfielder this week, yep. I think.
Nice. They're playing Leicester. Big win for them in the Conference League last night. And you've got your work cut out trying to predict who the hell's going to start for them,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I haven't actually heard from Rodgers. He was due up at 3. I'll quickly bring up Radio Leicester because they tend to report the press conferences before anyone else does. So we know that there's 3 longer-term ones out. That's Ndidi, Ward and Bertrand. Vardy had an injection on Tuesday and Rodgers previously said that they're going to assess him over the next week, which probably puts his involvement in 33 in some doubt. Mm. Other than that, we weren't aware of any injury issues. Perez returned from illness last night. I think Sumare was still out with his groin issue. But in terms of injuries to key players, there wasn't any reported. I'm just bringing up, there's nothing from Leicester Sport yet, so I'm guessing it hasn't happened. I think it was a one-on-one interview with Premier League Productions today rather than a press conference. That might not come up for a while. If I do hear anything more, of course, I'll bring you to it on site. So now, yeah, as you say, now it's just a case of second-guessing that starting 11. And as we saw last weekend, where he changed, I think it was 7 players, including the entire back 4. I would expect some more management, not just this weekend, but going forward right away through to the end of the season now.
Barnes subbed at half-time, good news for his owners? Or
Well you'd think so based on fatigue and minute management. However, you couldn't say that Luckman or Perez or Albright have been racking up the minutes either, and they're all options out wide. And Barnes was hooked for a reason. Rodgers said he wasn't getting space, that wasn't the game for him. He needed a bit more trickery in terms of Perez. But good news on the fatigue front, but there's
out of
options.
Form, big time out.
He was 30 minutes at Old Trafford last weekend and then 45 last night. So certainly not a guarantee that any Leicester player starts 2 games in the next week, which is why I'm sticking with Maddison. Because he might get a game in a quarter, game and a half, but he can still do damage in that time.
I'd rather have Maddison for sure than the Barnes that I've got. Just quickly on Jamie Vardy, I've got something about he had an injection and he's...
Yeah.
I know when he's going to be back.
You were clearly listening because I just mentioned that as, but he had an injection on Tuesday.
Did you? Sorry, Neil, I'm not with it today.
People tend to drift off when I talk. Vardy, yeah, he had an injection on Tuesday and Rodgers says they're going to assess him over the next week from that point. So that does put his involvement in some doubt, I think, for 33.
I'm blaming the bank holiday for my lack of attention. Okay, the big one, big news then. Obviously, West Ham, we don't have anything for, I believe, but they're playing Burnley, and we do have the big news from them, which is Dyche getting sacked. I'm still in shock a little bit. I think it's, amazing risk to get rid of him. Even if they do go down, we were saying before we came on, we think he's the best person to bring him back up straight away.
Yeah.
Who do they appoint? Lots of people saying Allardyce. I mean, it could well be, but what does that mean? What does that mean, most importantly, Neil, for Conor Roberts?
Yes, that's the question on everyone's lips, isn't it, this weekend? We don't know, basically. So Mike Jackson, not to be confused with the pop singer or the army general, is in temporary charge, along with, I think, a cluster of players, including Ben Mee. Ben Mee's involved in the managerial decisions. So I had a brief look at his
get him in and put himself up front.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking that. In terms of Jackson's managerial previous, it's very, very little. It was Tranmere and Shrewsbury, and then he's been under 23's coach at Burnley, where he's played, surprise, surprise, a 4-4-2. So the Burnley DNA is running through his veins, clearly. We don't know who his preferred personnel are. I don't think he's going to change, rip up the strategies and tactics of Dyche in a couple of days. I mean, it was a shock to the point where I think the players were told this morning, and Dyche's presser was listed today, so it wasn't even known about this morning when I got the list through. So I don't think he's going to change a whole number of things. There might be a couple of personnel changes. We don't know who he favours. Maybe he'll go back to basics with sort of experienced players. Cork could maybe come in. Vidra impressed off the bench last weekend, a possibility to feature. The fact is, we just don't know who he's going to prefer, this committee of managers with Jackson at the helm. But yeah, injury wise, I mean, Dice's last update, which was last week, he said that me and Peters would have an outside chance of featuring in this match. And when Dice is outside chance, it's generally not good news. And the fact that me's involved in managerial decisions maybe thinks he's going to be off the pitch as well. Goodmanson's longer term. So yeah, it's a guessing game as to which personnel he picks. I mean, we were discussing why he's got the sack, and seeing that Burnley's got these newish American owners who maybe aren't quite aware of his legacy and what he's done and bringing them up through the divisions, and a bit more trigger happy with the seconds as the previous regime was. So yeah, it's it could go either way. It could sink them, or it could provide this new manager bounce, which is what we hope for as FBL managers, the long-suffering Weghorst and Pope owners. We may get a bounce, but it's certainly not a given.
Weghorst needs a hell of a boost.
Oh, he needs it. Zebedee-style bounce. Yeah.
Liverpool next, through the Champions League, FA Cup game. Really important fixtures to come. Loads of games for them. Important games as well. Yeah, rested everyone, didn't they, in the match against Benfica? Was Benfica they played?
They did. Yeah, they did. Yeah, I'll just quickly go back to West Ham because I didn't really cover West Ham in that Burnley game because there's been no press conference from Moyes yet. It was down for 2:30. We haven't had it yet. This is no doubt due to the Europa League last night. So the injuries we were aware of were Zouma, who was ruled out of last night with a ankle problem, I believe, twisted his ankle. And I wouldn't put any money on him being back this weekend. So it could be Diop in alongside Dawson, as was. Yeah, exactly. So it sounds very unlikely to be back for this. I think Ogbonna was the only serious issue. On to Liverpool. As you said there, the only injury concern they had going into the FA Cup semi-final this weekend is Diogo Jota, who's got a good chance of recovering according to Klopp. Just a knock, nothing serious. And as you said, they rested, I think, 7 players. Mm. It was Trent, Robbo, Van Dijk, Fabinho, Thiago, Mane and Salah, all of them benched against Benfica. And all of that group are regular starters in the bigger games. And there are two coming up, at least. City in the FA Cup and then United next Tuesday. So I assume that 7 will certainly be starting at Old Trafford. And then who joins them? I guess it's, as I said in the team news tab, maybe that knock actually benefits Jota in terms of game week 33 because he might get risked against City, maybe on the bench, and then comes back in perhaps for that Man United game. But whereas I think there's more doubt with the City lineup next week against Brighton, you can be pretty sure that Klopp's going to go strong against United.
Yeah. Yep. And the final team we have is Chelsea, who are also in the FA Cup action against Palace, and they will have a double game week if they win next week.
That's right, yeah. No, that's right. That'll be confirmed if they beat Palace. Injury-wise, now, of course, Chelsea, Palace, Liverpool and City have all got an FA Cup game to come before we reach game week 33. So there could be easily more injuries picked up after the deadline's passed. And there could be benchings that we don't know of based on the minutes this weekend. So, for example, if Chelsea Palace goes to extra time, 120 minutes, and the likes of James has started both games back-to-back and played 240 minutes in total, then that has a massive impact on who starts against Arsenal. The good thing is that they've got a Saturday, Wednesday turnaround, Chelsea. So there is a bit more leeway there. Injury-wise, it's pretty good. It's Hudson-Odoi and Chilwell are the only absentees. Lukaku is back in training after his Achilles problem, so he's going to be assessed in case there's any reaction.
Nice. Anything from Palace?
Palace, yes. Vieira had his presser at lunchtime. Again, it was the FA Cup presser rather than the standalone game week 33 one. He said that Mitchell and Alicia are going to be assessed to see whether they'd feature in the FA Cup semi-final. It wouldn't throw them in if they're not 100%. And I think they were the only two media concerns. Gallagher, of course, is ineligible to play against his parent club in the FA Cup semi, so he'll be no doubt starting against Newcastle next week.
Yeah, he's a bit upset about that, wasn't he? I saw.
Yeah.
Rightly so, to be honest. Because they could have let him play, right? But they chose to exercise the right to.
Is that right? So I'm guessing the Premier League thing's just written in stone, but is it the FA Cup that's
what I. That's a, what. That's because Tuchel's apologised and said, you know, that's we this we wrote this into the contract, like blah blah blah, and we're choosing to exercise our right to do it. So they very mean of them not letting him play.
But, yeah,
I mean, he's one of their best players. So
you can't do damage surprising. Against him.
Yep, I think that's it. Unless you've got any others that we've missed.
I didn't realise that was it. No, I don't think so. As
we haven't covered Everton.
Everton. Oh yeah, we'll mention Everton, because Everton, I should say, are the one team. So the 17 teams in action in game week 33. Of course, Villa, Leeds, and Wolves are blanking. Everton are the one team who we won't get a press conference from, and that's because they're playing next. I think it's Wednesday against Leicester. So what we knew was that Yerry Mina has been back in training this week, so he could be involved against Leicester. He'd be a big boost because he's their best centre half, I think, by consensus. Donny van der Beek as well, he could be back. That was a short term thigh problem, and he was also ineligible to play against United. So it's just the long term ones who are Townsend and Patterson who are out.
Lovely.
But Man City, we haven't really touched on Man City. That's because Pep's up in half four. So in an hour's time, as I'm speaking now, we'll hear more on De Bruyne and Kyle Walker. So they both came off with knocks in midweek. So we'll hear more at that point about the severity of those issues. I've seen reports that they're going to miss the FA Cup semi-final.
Yeah,
but we'll get that ratified from Pep, and I'll maybe add a little comment in the below the line in the YouTube video once we know that.
Good idea. Lovely, Neil. Thank you as always. Very informative.
No problem. My pleasure.
I think that's sold me on getting rid of Lacazette, but you haven't sold me on keeping Roberts. I was hoping you'd say he's definitely going to come straight back in, but I think you're probably right, and the experience will be favoured with Lowton probably staying. Inside, but yeah,
and it's maybe if Ben Mee has a say in who he prefers as well, maybe he'll prefer the sort of settled back four,
yeah,
that he's played alongside in the past. I am really clutching at straws here because you've got to, right? You've got
nothing else to go on, yeah. Nice one. Well, thanks very much. We'll be back. Well, I won't be here next week because I'm off on a stag, it's also Fest, so next Friday's going to be a bit all over the place. You're around, aren't you?
Oh, I'll be here, yeah. You'll be here. I'm not going to any parties on a Friday.
I'll try and get someone in to cover me on Team News. You can do that.
That's good of you.
Yeah, I know. I'm kind like that.
Yeah, you just won after your stag do.
Absolutely. Yep. In Newcastle, your neck of the woods.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice part of the world. So,
yeah. Looking forward to it. Right. I'll see you soon. And-